Random House Audio presents Dean Kuntz's Frankenstein, Book 2, City of Night, by Dean Kuntz and Ed Gorman. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. In a sort of ghastly simplicity, we remove the organ and demand the function. We make men without chests and expect of them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. We castrate and bid the geldings be fruitful. C.S. Lewis, The Abolition of Man. Chapter 1. Having come to life in a thunderstorm, touched by some strange lightning that animated rather than incinerated, Deucalion had been born on a night of violence. A bedlam symphony of his anguished cries, his maker's shrieks of triumph, the burr and buzz and crackle of arcane machinery echoed off the cold stone walls of the laboratory in the old windmill. When he woke to the world, Deucalion had been shackled to a table. This was the first indication that he had been created as a slave. Unlike God, Victor Frankenstein saw no value in giving his creations free will. Like all utopians, he preferred obedience to independent thought. That night, over 200 years in the past, had set a theme of madness and violence that characterized Deucalion's life for years thereafter. Despair had fostered rage. In his rages, he had killed, and savagely.